And the refugee crisis continues to highlight a lack of unity within the European Union. Attempts by the Hungarian and Slovakian governments to exempt their countries from a key EU refugee policy have failed, exposing deep divisions. Sharam Hughes reports from Brussels.
Many experts argue these people, in desperation, are in their dire situation because of unrest created in the Middle East and Africa by the West. And yet refugee campaign groups say the European Union wants nothing to do with them. In 2015, EU leaders agreed to relocate 160,000 refugees from Greece and Italy to other EU countries. And yet data just released by the European Commission shows that only 27,695 have so far been accommodated under the scheme.
Member States are obliged legally and politically, I would add something, another adverb, even morally, to do their part and share in a responsible way the principle of solidarity in practice.
The European Court of Justice has adjudicated that attempts by Hungary and Slovakia to be exempt from the relocation agreement have been rejected.
The latest data relating to refugees arriving into the European Union would suggest that even if the relocation scheme was working, the issue would be far from solved. The International Organization for Migration Statistics says that so far this year, 127,000 refugees have entered the EU.
Several rights groups are united in criticising the EU, saying the refugees are fleeing violence and persecution. In July, the EU Commission initiated legal proceedings against its own member states, Hungary, Poland and Czech Republic. The most vulnerable people imaginable are being let down by the EU, according to analysts.
What this is doing is this is leading to a rise in xenophobia. These refugees, these people who, as I said, are at the lowest possible ebb, are now being subject to abuse and to hate crimes. This is all horribly wrong.
Despite having legal obligations in this regard, the EU has already outsourced much of the problem to non-EU country Turkey and is now in negotiations with African countries to do the same, according to rights groups. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.